Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders. Derech Klal, Bez Hashem, every other Tuesday. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will, Bez Hashem, be joining the Shir. The series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Has a schus for himself, his family, the listeners, and for Gantz Klal Yisrael. So usually we have the Shir on Tuesday, and this week, Bez Hashem, the Shir will be posted on Monday, because today's Shir has been sponsored first by the Greenberger family in honor of the marriage of Zahava and Hananya Goldner. Bez Hashem be taking place in Lakewood Monday night. And Bez Hashem, I will Bez Hashem be there. And the Zivug should be Oile Yofa, the Schus HaTorah. The Greenbergers are very close family friends. Kamat, family, not just friends. We're family and friends. And it's a great simcha for all of us here in our kehila, in our neighborhood, on our block. Bez Hashem, they should be zeicha to be boinim by his neman, be Yisrael, the shame l'tiferes, and we should continue to share many more simchas together, and this should be the forerunner of Bez Hashem, many, many more simchas. At the same time, a second sponsorship, tonight is the yard site of Reb David Oizer, Harav David Oizer, Ben Reb Yisrael Tanchum HaKoyin, Reb David Oizer Notice, Zechreinu Livracha, sponsored by his children, my very close friend, Rav Michal Yeshua Sinsky, and his wife, Mrs. Sinsky, Zozan Gesund und Stark, and Rav David Eiser. When I was in the 8th grade, I was zeichah to learn with him, starting around this time in Shvat, second half of Wintersman, from now till the end of the year. And we started with the second parak in Yevamos, the yeshiva was learning at the time. And it was a very big schus to be able to learn with such a Talmud Chacham. So, it should be an ilu for his neshama's yartzeit is tonight. And last but of course not least, we have also been sponsored. We've had a partnership for the Mashiach Chachman Shir last week, and Bez Hashem this week as well, with Shas for Shaduchim in Chicago, January 18th and 19th, 400 Lomdim will get together to complete the entire Shas in just 24 hours. Amarit Gaschus for singles waiting for Shaduchim. So you could go on to shasforshaduchim.org, Shas, S-H-A-S, the number 4, shaduchim.org, and you could sponsor a blot or two or however many you want. And for each blot, you could give in three names. It has brought Amarit Yeshua's Ein Skula Katayra, and this is a project of Chesed Chicago, which was founded by Reb Shmuel First, Zozan Gesund und Stark. And take advantage of this coming up this coming week, January 18th and the 19th. So these are our sponsors for today's shir. The schus of the Gedolim should be oimed for all of them. Okay, so last time we talked about Reb Aaron Shmuel Kaidenoiber, the Berachas HaZevach, and we said that his son, Reb Tzvi Hirsch, was the Kav HaYosher, and we are going to learn about Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kardenoiver today, the Kav HaYosher. Now, it's not clear when Reb Tzvi was born, but if you remember from the Akdama last week to the Sefer Bircha Shmuel, where he went into great deal about the Tzaris when they had to run away from Vilna in Tav, or 2 weeks ago, it should be, I'm sorry, last year, in Tav Tes Vav. So he wrote there, Vani apold Korach Haisi Adayin Acharim Mivavi, I was the young one who was still holding on in Korach after my father, my mother. So if in Tav Tes Vav, 1655, he called himself apold, so you assume he was about 4, 5, 6 years old. So the assumption he was born in about 1650 in Tav Yud. I saw some say Tav Hey, which would make him 11 or 12, which doesn't sound like the word pot. Okay. So that's how we know a little bit of his age. Now, we talked in detail, and we also try not to repeat, so we'll have as much time to get in new things in this year. So, he writes over there in Akdama to his father, Sefer Bircha Shmuel, Ba'ivra light tzoris rabbis, when many tzoris came unto us, tkufais usmucha zulazu, one after the next, near each other, kemat lemirmos nasanani, I was Kemat trampled, biyadech zorim in the hands of those cruel ones. Hikuni, they hit me, pitzuni, they hurt me. Kemat chayim eluni, kemat, they swallowed me alive. Pekak kurva, that was the city near Lublin after they ran from Vilna, as we said last week. Kalelo reisi beinai, all this I saw with my eyes. Haisi bimitsuda, I was like trapped. Ro'o ra'isi, Raw with an ayin. I saw bad on Yagever Gamovi. I saw my father. We said this last week that he wanted to save himself and he jumped. He fell Meigra Roma from a high roof. Vishaf Aregom. Because of that, he dislocated his leg. So Amarti Mata Ragli Achesed Kel Yisadeni. So I said, Hashem, even though Mata Ragli, that my leg has been damaged, however, the Chesed of Hashem is going to be to support me. And this is when he wrote, Vani Apot, and I, the little one, Karucha Yisi Adayin Achriyam Evivi, I was just still hanging on to my father, my mother, but he's mispalish ba'ofer, and I was rolling around and dirty in the dirt, Bavor Cherev Hanotash Al Tzaver, from the sword that was on my neck. Ach, Ba'atzas Hashem, Harishayim Tufar, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Eitzah, he was Mefer. He ruined the plan of the Rishayim. Ba'ispalo Shmuel Hashem, and my father Shmuel Davin to Hashem, Al tas la nar kala, don't destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't kill this nar, who ben Yechidi is my only son. He had daughters, but the only son. Benafshe kshur, benafshe bechemla. And my heart is connected to his. Vayase loy noiru alilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The noiru alilo, listen to him. Betzilani mecherev hamechala. And he saved me from that sword that was destroying. And that's where he continues. Vayi kasher hisa likimai sanu aksham. Took us and made us wander all the different places, like we said last week, that they wandered all the different cities. And then towards the end, after they got to Frankfurt, and then to Krakow, Libi Yochel Bekirbi, says, my heart, Ki Yad Hashem Nogabi, he says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, Nogabi, struck me, Ki Yusra Lai Nezer Avi Mori, because my father, my crown was taken from me, Ki Betziloi Haisi Mistayfefa. Now his father was Nifter in Tav Lamed Vav, 1676. So, if he was born in 1650, he was 26 years old, Baruch, when he was lamenting this. And he says, "Ki betzilo yisim esteif, I was in his shadow. I was hanging around, so to speak. Eini tizo mayim kigeshem besar v'sufa. My eyes are pouring out water like a strong rain." Kibotzla tahara v'anova bali asufa, because with his death, tahara and anova and bali asufa were taken. And how am I going to be comforted? If I remember the love of my father, Asher Ovois, he loved me. Vayosam, I say, Agapi Mirei Mekeres, that's a Pasuk of Mishlei Teres Gimel. And he placed me on the high places of the city, means he raised me up. Vezehoyeli Litiferes, Levovi Lemishmeres, and this was for me, for Tiferes, for my heart, Lemishmeres. So, it seems, number one from here, that he followed his father around in many of his travels. I can't say in every single one he followed. I don't know. It's a Vaishir Kishir Hisuai Sanu. He wandered us. Now, he started off the wandering as a young child, but it seems that he wandered around with him. And it also seems that his father was his Rebbe. He says his father was Yosam Isi Agapi Mere Mekeres, Hibitzila Isi Mistaifa. It sounds like his father was his Rebbe. Now, in the Kav HaYosher, he mentions one of his Rabbeim many times. And that was Rabbi Yosef Yuska, who was known as Rabbi Yosef from Dubna. Now, he wrote a sefer called Yesod Yosef. Now, I'm not 100% sure when he learned from him. Later on this year, perhaps, we could get a little bit of an insight, perhaps, when that was. But in Akdama to Kav HaYosher, he writes, Kasharisi Mimori V'Hairai, I'm going to write things that I saw from my Rabbeim and from my parents. Number one, one of my primary ones is my father, Avi. And then he writes, Gadol Shimush Tamachacham Yosem Limudan. Gadol is being Meshamish Tamachacham more than learning from them. Shareisi Derech HaTayva Yosher. Which may sound like he didn't even learn from him, maybe it was just Meshamish him. But he does call Meir V'Rabbi. I saw the Derech HaTayva Yosher Merav HaMuvuk. Hareach Harav HaChosid Harav HaGoyin Merin Rav Yosef Ben Harav. Hagoyin Hamanoyach Merinav Yehuda Yudul Sheyavbed and Beram. So this is Reb Yosef, as we call him, Reb Yosef Yuska was called, the son of Merino Rab Yehuda. Reb Yosef was the Avbezin and the Ram de Golu de Kak Minsk, of the city and the region of Minsk. Ulibisayf Yamov Nisvakish Beshiva Shamailim Kak Dubna. At the end of his life, he was Nifter in the city of Dubna Rabasi. Vishasisi Bitsamas Dvarav, and I drank with thirst his words. Kasharechte Vichelik Sheni, like I'm going to write in the second half of the Sefer Kav HaYosher. Beza Mokim, in different places, Shal Shvachim, of praise. Uveza Perek, and in certain Prakim, he says, Hein Hein Mamish Dvarav. They're his words, exactly his words. Ach lepamim maisafti, sometimes I added a little bit. Lepamim chasarti, sometimes I detracted a little bit. Kevishi Yusuf seyem doibis bekever, I want my father and my rabbeim that their lips should be moving in the kever. Kedei shaleakach atar la'atzmi, I'm not taking the crown for myself, ad the rabba. I heard it from them, they should get the credit for what I wrote over there. Now, in one place, he actually quotes Reb Yehuda, the father of Reb Yosef Migdubna. In Perek Lamed Tes, he writes, Aval Pio Emes, Shamati b'shem hagoyin Mari v'Rabbi, Marina Rav Yudel, She'avd bezin v'ram b'kak ka'uli, Kuf Aliv Vav Lamed Yud. So this Reb Yudel was a Rav there. So he said, I heard b'shem hagoyin, but he calls him Mari v'Rabbi, Mem Vav. In Perek Pehei, he writes, Ukvar iskarti, I already mentioned Le'el, she'esh zman ve'es rotzen, that there's a zman and a rotzen, eis rotzen, when b'shal shaloyvish beged shal tzitzis. When a person's putting on a tzitzis, it's an eitz rotzen, l'isbalu tadavin al atzolas kino v'sino v'kas, to be saved from jealousy, from hatred, and from anger. Al-Kain, he says, therefore, rashamti kan eiz psukim. Some psukim asherim kabbalah biyadi, that where did I get them from? The kabbalah that I have min mori v'rabbi agoyin marin rabbi Yosef, from my rabbi Rabbi Yosef. She psukim elu, these psukim he musugolim loymer sam derech tefila achar birchas tzitzis, is a psukim to say derech tefila after birchas tzitzis. So that's something he brings from his rabbi. In the end of Parak Peites, Parak Tzadi, Tzadi Aleph, Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Dalit, and Tzadi Tes, he ends up the Parak mori v'rabbi maharizal. Just Maharizal. So those are from his Rebbe. So his father was his Rebbe, and he clearly considers Rebbe Yosef Yuska as his Rebbe, and even refers to Rebbe Yosef's father as Maariv Rabbi as well. In the end of the Sefer Birka Shmuel, from his father, he signs his name, Tzvi ben Arav Agoyin HaMechaber, Marin of Aaron Shmuel, Zal, Areu Kaidenover, he calls him Kaidenover. And he writes about himself, Chassan, I am the son-in-law of HaKotzin HaManoyach, the prince, the one who was Nifter, Kamarein Rav Yitzchak Ganzal Kahana, Rav Yitzchak Ganz the Kayan. Earlier in that paragraph, and again, this is at the end of the Sefer, he writes, he has this paragraph. Earlier he writes, Gisi Hayakar, my brother-in-law, Kamar Yehuda Leib, Ben Chami HaChosid HaManoyach, Rav Yitzchak Ganz Kayan Sadigzal. There he calls him HaChosid HaManoyach. And when he refers to his brother-in-law, he calls him Mikirei Taishvei Kila Mifuara Kak Frankfurt, from the special ones, the Chasheva ones of this Kehila Mifuara, the city of Frankfurt. So his father-in-law also, his brother-in-law, but his father-in-law also was from the city of Frankfurt. In the Sefer called Rabboni Frankfurt, from Meister Rav Kook, they have over there a section, the Nispach, I think, Soivis Mi Beis Amin HaYoshan. They have the different writings from the Matsevas of the old Beis HaKvaris, Amma 250, and the year Tav Chaf, which is 1660, they have a Matseva there, Olaf Harbitzka Katz Ganz, who was Nifter, and Nikvar Shabbos, I guess it was Nifter on Shabbos Kodesh Ches Nisan. Was it supposed to be Erev Shabbos Kodesh? Quickly find the Maramakim that I had for this. This one. Nifter Shabbos Kodesh Ches Nisan. I'm asserting he was Nifter on Ches Nisan. It wasn't buried on Ches Nisan. Okay. Now, so his father-in-law was also from Frankfurt. So, presumably, when he was in Frankfurt with his own father, is probably when that should have happened between him and the daughter of Reb Yitzchak Katz Ganz, Reb Yitzchak HaKayin. Now, one place I saw someone say that his wife's name was Gutel. Now, I don't find such a makar for that. I think the mistake was, as we'll see later, is that it was hard to read, but in one of his hakdamas it says, my wife, Techia, and then it says, Vinutal, or Vinital. And it doesn't say it clearly, and someone might have mistakenly thought that it says there, my wife, Techia Gutal. That's Gutal. That's what I think where the mistake came from. The only thing is, the Sefer that brought this down, five lines later, actually had that exact line written correctly. So I don't know exactly where the breakdown came, but that's my hashara, unless someone could show me that I'm incorrect, that no one really knows what her name is, but that was a toast of reading a smudge, so to speak, hakdama. Okay, in the Akdama of Tiferet Shmuel of his father, he talks about his own personal tzaras. Now, before we get to that, we're going to come back to it in a little bit, but in the year Taf Mem Beis, he printed his father's Sefer Bircha Shmuel and Taf Mem Gimel Emunah Shmuel, as we'll see. He printed them both in Frankfurt. He was not living in Frankfurt at the time because, as we mentioned before, he mentioned his brother-in-law, and he says that my brother-in-law, the Gamal Ches Chasti Imi, he did Chesed with me, Venasli Mokum Lalim Linus Harbe, and he gave me a place to stay for many, many nights. While I was printing these Svarim. So clearly he wasn't living in Frankfurt when he printed them. He came from somewhere else. So he had been living in Frankfurt. His father was Nifter in Krakow. Do I know if he went with his father to Krakow? I don't know. Where he went after that, we'll get an inkling later in the Shir as well. But he clearly was not in Frankfurt. Now, he writes as follows about his own Tzaras. Va'afaniya Koisif. And myself, the one who's writing, Shakamalai Ish Echad, a person got up against me. Rasha Hanikra Bishmai, a Rasha, and he writes the person's name over there. Ridafuni Bechay Chachal Lashaini, and he was raidif me with his tongue, and his Lashon Hara is Mashinas. By Yedeze Bosim Imitsudara, he became trapped, and I think also means he was put in jail, as we'll see. Shabarzobol Nafshi. Barzo came on me, there were shackles on me. Imzugasi techia, these are the words, vinital, with my wife, vinital mimeni haini, and my riches were taken from me. So if you look in the original print of it, that vinital looks like gutal, and if you read it straight, it says imzugasi techia gutal, but that's not what it says. Vinital mimeni haidi machmaneni, and everything was taken from me, klibayis ashali, all my utensils, v'leinisha biyadi, and all I was left with was my body. He said all types of alila shkarim, all these types of sheker about me. Unim zmiris Yisrael and David HaMelech far karsa labru ha-kodesh, already cut him off. Like David HaMelech says, Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalokois. Hashem should cut off all of those who have these smooth lips. Hamalakim kikelav, those who lap up like a dog. Kiafhu kikelav, he says he's like a dog too. And he writes over there, Kelev Shemai, I'm not sure what he meant by that. What rem is of Kelev Shemai? He says Kelev is his name. Lulei chaste Hashem, if not for the ches of Hashem, shenasli chen v'chesem ein asrara, he gave me chen and ches in the eyes of the government and whoever the police was. Uschus aves heimachuni and schus of my aves also crowned me leval epo berishtai, I didn't fall into his trap. Into his net, Valkane, but because of that, everything was taken away from me. Huchrachti, because of that, I had to litaltolatsmi, I had to leave. Bitiltula de gavra akoshalai, for a man, the Gemara says, harder to travel and to go into Galus. The merchakim to far away, lukaim ba'atsmi, and to be kaim for me. The Gemara ba'matziah in Heamad Beis, man de vishle ba'haimasa, someone who was not going well for him in a certain city, leizel masachriti, let him go to another city. Limser mazu chuvala machlevi, to find some type of cure for all of my pains, ulahatzel nefesh b'ni. And then he says, not only that, I have to save my son's life. Ashira adayin b'metzuda. He's still there in jail. He's still trapped. Uveves hasayar. He's in the jail, hamivtzar, in the fortress Bekak Slutsk, in Slutsk. Now, Slutsk is not far from Minsk. I don't know, it's 100 kilometers? I don't know. I was in Minsk, and I was in Slutsk, too, in Belarus. It's not far. So it's very possible, I understood from here, if he was put in jail in Slutsk, maybe he lived in that neighborhood. And Rabbi Yosef Yuska was the Rav of Minsk. Maybe he lived in Minsk at the time, or near there, and that's where Reb Tzvi Hirsch had his shaychis and his shimush, perhaps. Maybe that's why he says he was, you know, he was already, maybe he was older already. Right, again, his father, he was 27, his father was Nifter, so maybe by the time he moved to Minsk, he was older, so that's why he calls him Meir Virabi, or maybe it's Meirenu Virabenu, but he says, I was Mishamashim more than I learned from him. Maybe this is where that piece happened, I don't know. That's what I maybe learned from there. So he says, but my son is still in jail in Slutsk. Hashem took me from the house of my father. So Eretz Meladati, we know he was born in Vilna, right? He was born in Vilna. He ran away from Vilna. He's born in Vilna with when his father was there. So Vilna is part of Lita, Russia. That whole area was all called Medinas Lita Russia. So it sounds like that he was in that neighborhood. Maybe it was Minsk, maybe it was Vilna, I don't know. Any of these things, the Meretz Meladti, Uminafshis b'nei Vesi, and also from my family. Amarti, I said, why did this happen to me? Ulai mikra ze, maybe this happened, al devar shemanati Torah Yisrael, because I withheld Torah from Klal Yisrael. Vishrashalti milahadvis sefer HaKadosh chidushei Torah, and I was lazy from printing. In other words, he had already printed, as we said, and we're going to say it in a few moments, he already printed the Bircha Shmuel, the Amuna Shmuel, but he didn't print the Teferish Shmuel. He didn't print the Teferish Shmuel. The Chiddush Torah Sefer HaNikra Teferish Shmuel. So Oz Beis Sarasi Neder Nadarti. I made a neder in my time of Tzara. Utfilosi Oy Lekel I Davin Hashem. Im if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you. Shmarani Latzileini Vayivayeni L'machayis Chefzi. He's going to bring him to the place that I want to go. Where's that? L'makom, to the place of Chamui, of my father-in-law. Frankfurt, the main Oz. In other words, I'm going all the way back there. I'm going to have to leave this country and go back to Frankfurt. Oz, Sefer Lazal Mizbech Hadfus. I'll bring the Teferish Shmuel to be printed. But he writes there at the end, he says, but I want to like give a little bit of an excuse. Sheva Mixas Mekayimis Kasafti, in some of the places in the Sefer Teferish Shmuel, I wrote, Chaser Kan V'chaval Al Do'avdin, that it's missing here, and woe is, unfortunately, we lost it. Don't think it's missing because my father didn't write there. Oybi, he says, I'm going to tell everyone my pain in public. Nevdu v'nitshivu me'madi, it was taken away from me and lost and torn from me. Kama chavilos kisvei kodesh mechiber zeh. Some bundles of kisvei kodesh from this Sefer Teferish Shmuel. Alkein yitlu ba'mekukol. And whose fault is that? The guy who's malshin me. So be toiled in him. Asher ma'isav hayim mekukolim. He did terrible acts to me, and it's his fault. Kashem. Then he says, Kashem yedeya. Hashem knows. Shalei tfasti. You know why I'm printing this? Lispar. I'm not for my own honor. Belasis kardim. Not even to use it to make money as a hatchet, so to speak, an axe to make money. Kim lizchayis harabim lahagdol Torah. I'm doing it. Lizchayis harabim lahagdol Torah. And I also need to save my family from in jail, being in jail. Now before he said his son is still in jail in Slutsk, but it sounds like, and he said also before, Lahatzel Nevish, he said also Nevish Bini. And then he said, "Vayikasher hisu mi beis avi uminafshis b'nei vesi." So it sounds like maybe his family was still for some reason stuck there in wherever, in Lita, in Russia, wherever he was. His son was in jail, but maybe his family was stuck also, and therefore he needed money, Pashut, to redeem them, to be paid to them from jail. He says both of them. So, not clear to me exactly the details of what was going on with his family, but it wasn't simple, and sounds like he needed money, Pashut, to pay a ransom. The one who was pushed away from his place, the one who's writing with tears, Sivan, that's Chaf Aleph Sivan, it was Vesein Bracha, Vesein Tistafnun Vav, 1696, in the year Vesein Bracha, Tafnun Vav. So in the Taf Mems earlier, Taf Mem Beis, Taf Mem Gimel, he printed the first Svarim, so this is already 14 years later in Tafnun Vav. And he's saying that, I guess, he lapsed in printing the Sefer, and he felt that is why he received such a terrible thing. Now, in the Ketama of Kava Yosher, he also writes, V'chibarti zeh ha-Sefer lo lisbar, but I wrote the Sefer not for the honor, rak kavanasi bin me anyi, when I was in a time of pain, litin mar goya l'nafshi, to soothe to soothe my nefesh. And then he says, I want to thank Hashem for kol ha-toivos me'afeilu la'ira, he took me from darkness to light, mimavas l'chayim, u'mikur ha-barzel hitzilani. He says, and he saved me the kur ha-barzel. Again, it sounds like he was also put in jail. Kasher sherabim kam alai levaluni chinam en kesef. Many got up to swallow me chinam for no reason, en kesef. U'mechablin choivlim, and they came and they hit me, hikuni pitzuni, kinosu redidi me'alai, whether it sounds like literally, they beat him up and they took him into jail. They took off my redidi, my glory, my crown, the kaspis, the zahavi, my silver, my gold, matmoni, all my treasures. It sounds like he was a wealthy person, and they took it all from him. Chaval shor naki minuchase itzuni, and I'm cleaned out like the bal shor naki. Shalav hayisi yoshe bevesi. He says I was sitting all content in my home. Ubali Kernaim de Chafuni, and people with horns, they pushed me. Hey, Mabali Zroya, the strong ones. Oz Nadir Nidarti Bim Taras, I made a neder in the day of my pain. Bidmois Einai Lazi Veritz Meladati, to leave the land of my birth. Litkoya Ali, to go and set up my tent. Beis Chamoyi Kak Frankfurt, in the house, or in the house of my father-in-law. Now, according to this, this is Taf Nun Vav. Again, his father-in-law, according to the Matzeva, was Nifter and Taf Chaf. So, Again, what did we say? His father-in-law was Nifter in... Taf Chaf in 1660. So this is Taf Nun Vav, it's 30-odd years later, it can't be Mamish's father-in-law's house, but like his brother-in-law was there, it means his in-law's house, or in the city of his in-laws, in Frankfurt. Haviani Ba'orim, I was brought here naked, of a chayser kol, missing everything, v'lay nishar, all that was left, kim chiburi shechibarti za'a sefer, only this sefer. Now obviously he had other things, because he had the other sefer too, but he was saying he didn't have a lot left with him. Now before we talk about his farm, let's talk about him printing his father's farm. So we said he printed his father's farm. The first sefer he printed was the Bircha Shmuel in Frankfurt in Taf Mem Beis, and it says on the front cover, Huva Aidea Oluf Betoiro Avrech Rach Bishonim Va'av Bechach Matirani. The one who is Rach Bishonim is young in years. Again, assuming he was born in Taf Hay and in Taf Hay in 1650, and this is 1682. So this is 1682. He was 32 years old. So he's called Rach Bishanim Va'av B'Chachma HaTeirani, the Torah one, Reb Tzvi Hirsch. So that's the Sefer. The Sefer Bircha Shmuel that he printed for his father, which is Ala Torah and Drushas and things like that. And Nakdami writes that my father wrote Beloshen HaKatzer Shekosavavi in a brief Loshen, and he says, and I went and I separated the food from the food, the Pamim Uchlafti, sometimes I switched things, Chasarti, I left things out. Sometimes I added in a neufich mishali, something from myself. And he says, that I added, b'tzir chatzigo kazen, parentheses. Teirich hadosh achidashti, I was mechadish things. And I called it Bircha Shmuel. Why do I call the Sefer Bircha Shmuel? Al Shem, the Pasuk says, based on the Pasuk, Yishmuel Yivarech Ez HaKruim, that Shmuel is going to be Yivarech, the Kruim, over there by the Birchas HaZevach, Yivarech Ez HaZevach. So his father called the Sefer Birchas HaZevach, as we said last time, because it says Shmuel is going to be Yivarech Ez HaZevach. In that same story over there, so he called it Birchas Shmuel. And he writes a Mechuber Metzuruf Lezeh, so even though this was printed first, but he says Mechuber, and connected to this, is a second Sefer of Chuvas of my father, Afkihem Muatim, even though these Chuvas are very few, Ki Nignevu Me'iti, because they were stolen from me Acharei Mois Avi, after my father was Nifter. And he says, I called the Tshuva Sefer Emunah Shmuel. Al Shem Vayeda Kolom Ki Neman Shmuel. Everyone knew Shmuel was a Neman. V'yazikeni, he says, and Hashem should give me this chus, Lahaster Sefer Revi, to be Mesada, the fourth Sefer, Sefer Tzimferes Shmuel, Al Gemara Ashitoises, Mixas Mesechtas, V'chidush Edinim, Al Arbaturim, U'shar Poiskim, Rishenim, Achronim Zal. So already in Taf Mem Beis, Taf Mem Gimel, when he printed the first two Sfarim, Bircha Shmuel and Emunah Shmuel, Bircha Shmuel al Teira, Emunah Shmuel in the Chuvis, he says, Hashem give me the schus to print the Tzimferes Shmuel, that's the Chidushim of my father, he's hoping that he'll be able to print it. Like we said, it took him a long time to do that. Now, in the Hakdama of the Tshuva Emunah Shmuel, he writes, my father, Kol Yom Beis HaMedrash HaYechavish, he was all days in the Beis HaMedrash, Kasher Tira Mechibur Zeh, you could see from this Sefer, Epes Katzeh, you could see just a little bit, from his Bekiusai, Pilpulai, Charifusai, V'chaval Al Da'avdin, Harbe Shailus HaYeli, I had many more Shailus, for the Sefer of Nevdu Mimeni, like we said before, they were lost, they were taken from him and lost from him. Pseida de Lehadar, this is a loss that is not returned. Uchuvais of Haramasa, he calls them the Chuvas Haramasa, lofty Chuvas. Kisham Beisai, like it says by Shmuel, it was Beisai Haramasa, was in Rama. Kisham Beisai Bayis Neman Lelekei Avi Yisrael. Therefore, I call the Sefer called Emunah Shmuel, because the house of Shmuel, his tshuvas, haramasa, these lofty tshuvas, he called Beisai Neman. He has this an amanas to the Bayis. And therefore, that's why he's calling it Emunah Shmuel. Now, the Tiferes Shmuel, he finally printed, as we said before, in Tafnun Vav. In Nakdami, he says, Kvar Yatza Ba'ilam, already the world has Sefer HaRishayin that I printed Al HaTaira, Birchas Shmuel. Al HaVayda, that's Birchas HaZevach. Now, really, the Birchas HaZevach was printed first, but he's printing it because he's putting Taira and HaVayda. So Taira, that is Birchas Shmuel, HaVayda, Birchas HaZevach. Sefer HaShlishi is the Chuvas. And now Sefer HaNechman HaZeh, Asher Alisa Al Kulana, this Sefer Tiferes Shmuel is Alisa Al Kulana. This shows the glory, the Tiferes of Shmuel. So therefore, Tiferes Shmuel, Ashiyagilu Arabanim Lem De Taira, the Rabbanim, the Lem De Taira, will all be very happy with this Sefer Tiferes Shmuel. So, now, the Tiferes Shmuel has Hasagas on the Marsha, has Hagois on the Rosh, has Chidushim, as we said last time, on Arboturim. So, after the Hasagas on the Marsha, before the Chidushim on the Rosh, there's another little psicha. And he writes, these Hagois on the Rosh, or Chidushim on the Rosh, he calls them, Machemasasi Bilgilian Hashash Alavi, I found written in the Gilian Hashash of my father, on the margins. Now later on, the Vilna Shas printed it under the Rosh. That's why Tiferes Shmuel is under the Rosh over there. And he says, but Vasher Einat Fush Shal Shas, he says the dfus of shasim are not shavim bedafim v'amudim. He says they have a little bit of a problem. There's different printings of the shas, so not everyone have the same daf and amud. So how do I print gilyanis if you don't know which daf it is? So he says I printed it according to the shas of Amsterdam. But the gam also mitfus lublin rishamti, also from the Lublin printing, I also put down the daf. He says, and when I write Al Uvedal Lamed, that stands for Uvedfus Lublin. So that if you have either printing of the Shas, you'll know which daf it is. He says, if Chas V'Shalom there's Eza Tois, you should be Don Milakav Schus. Obe Prat, this is an interesting thing, that in Frankfurt, when he was printing this, She'an She'oiske Amalocha Loimi B'nei Yisrael Hema. The Goyim were the ones who printed it, so that could be the cause that there should be mistakes. I guess they didn't know exactly maybe how to read things or how to do things, so that caused it should be mistakes. So that's his printing of his father's svarim. What about his own svarim? So in Kava Yashar Perak Ayin, he writes, Ayin Mashakasafti Bechiburi, look what I wrote in my sefer, Hagadol, the big sefer, Hanikra, Chiburi Hagadol, Nikra, Oifer HaYolim. In Parsha Sav, sounds like it was on, Chumish V'timtza Nachas, and you'll find Nachas. We do not have this sefer. In the sefer base, Akad Svarim, under the entrance, it's like a bibliography of Iyun Tefila, entrance 460. So they write over there, Iyun Tefila is like, you know, it's an Eitra Tefila San Tefila. It says over there that it was translated into German, Aideh Harav Tzvi Kaidenover, in the year Tov Samach Tes. So that's another thing that he seems to have done, translated Iyun Tefila into German. Now let's talk about his Kav HaYosher. In Akdama he writes, I call this Sefer Kav HaYosher for two reasons. Number one, Shekosafti, because I wrote Kuf Beis Prakim, Kaminyan Shmi, Kav, 102 Prakim, is the gematria of my name, Tzvi. Tzvi is 90, is 190, 10 and 2 is 102. And Hayosher is the same as Kishmi Achol, like my, not Lashon HaKadosh name, my Yiddish name, Hersh. Hersh, if you just put around the Shin and the Reish, it becomes Hayosher. So therefore, it's Kav Hayosher, is Merum is my name. And the second reason he says, because it's Kav V'Noki Kesoilis HaMenufa, you give me Nenofa, this is pure. And it's like sifted flour with 13 sifters, U'miyasha Lev Adam, and it strains the heart of a person, V'Lev Ha'akum, and a crooked heart, Leilech B'Tmimus B'Darchi Hashem, to go in straightness in the Darchi Hashem. So therefore it's the Kav, it's mamish pure flour, like Hayosha that's able to straighten things out. Teichachas Megula V'Avan Isteres. There's Teichacha given here, but there's a love behind it. I do it al derech pshat, with pshat, mashal, through mishalim, melitza, through different types of, I won't say jokes, but different types of things that are plays on words. Moishchin libo shel adam, and they draw the heart of a person. Vanit filasi. And I daven. Shekol mi asher yiras Hashem b'vava. Anyone who says yiras Hashem in his heart, yikro pamayim mishalosh b'zeh sefer. Read the sefer 2 times, 3 times. Ulekayim. And be mekayim it. And not only that, he says to be mekayim, there's certain mitzvahs that are mazgir ashodim dash bakevav. The people aren't careful about them. Lekayim ha'isam. Make sure to be mekayim those mitzvahs. Kimunochim mamish bekeren zaviyah. Some of those mitzvahs are put, are mamish left in a corner. No one does them. V'atakti ha'sefer hazeh gam keim loshen ashkenazi. Not only did I write the sefer in loshen ha'kodesh, I wrote it in German as well. And he says, Hashem is my eidah shalayadi biyadi shum pruta b'tchilas hadvos. I didn't have a penny when I started printing this. Mehashem azruni shegamarti chelek rishen, and from Hashem Yishamayim, Hashem helped me that I finished the first chelek, and my tefila is that He should help me to finish the second chelek as well. Now, this idea that he talks about, that he's giving a techacha megula v'ava nisteres, he talks about this a lot of the people of the times, the way that Teichacha they used to give. In the end of Parakuf Aleph, he says, V'achshav reisi mechichim chadoshim mikarav bo. Nu mechichim, people who give Musar. They come berabim, they're mevayishim abriyus, they're mevayish people, derech klal prat, whether it's as a general or even beprat individuals. He says, but me on the other hand, Hashem nosin li limudim. Again, this is the end of Parakuf Aleph. This is the last Parak, Kuf Beis is the last Parak, as we'll see. But this is the end of Kuf Aleph. He says, Hashem gave me Loshon Limudim, a tongue that's able to be Malamed. Shechibarti is a sefer that I composed the sefer. Veinani writes to Levayish, he says, I don't want to be Mevayish anyone. Kikoli Shadea Maras Nafsh. Everybody really knows what they have to work on. I have to tell them. However, at the same time, we do have to say things about what's going on. Kadesh Layamer Abrius. Because people are going to say, Ein Haloimdim Yoidim Es Maseinu. You know what? The Rabbanim, they don't really know what's going on, whether it's L'toiv or L'ra, they don't really know what's going on, so they can't relate to us and these types of things that they used to say. So he says, therefore, I wrote my things, Da, he should know, ki b'chol kehila, in every kehila, yesh b'nei adam sh'yodim kekul l'shabriyas. The Rabbanim, they're people who know really what's going on by people, but there's reasons why they don't say it. Ach mipnei ha'chanufa. A lot of times it's because of chanufa, they don't want to give musr to the rich people and the people who are powerful. He says, Oilanu im nemar, and they say to themselves, if we say it, woe is to us, because they're going to be going to attack us. Oilanu im loinam, if we don't say it, so it's even worse for us. So the pashut's stuck in a pickle. So he says, people should know that there are people who could relate and know, but they're afraid to say things. L'chein kasafti, he says, therefore, when I write my things, b'divrei hagada shemoishchin liban, I wrote it in a nice way, and I got it to tzmoishich libam, and I'm hoping there'll be mezaka nias harabim. So the point of the sefer, to give musa for the times, but not like the mechichim of the times who were coming, you know, with fire and brimstone and being mevayish people. It wasn't working, and then people who didn't say anything, people would say they didn't relate to them. So Mamel, he was coming to give this musa sefer to be moishach es halev from that people should be able to become better people. In Perek Membeis, he writes, "Asher Hador Hazeh Parutz Levazis Loimdim V'Tamid Chachamim." It was a big problem at the time. People be Mevazim Loimdim V'Tamid Chachamim. Ulekamo Narchiv. He says later on we're going to talk about this more, but he continues in that piece and he says there's another thing included in Mekalel Harabim. He's talking about being Mekalel people. So first he talked about being Mevazel Tamid HaChachamim. And then he says there's another thing called Mekalel Rabim. Who are Kiri Tagar al Yisrael. Those people who are Melamed Chayva. And they bring up terrible things about Klal Yisrael. Shemedaber Rois al Kal Ve'eda. They speak bad about congregations and about communities. U'mahapech Schus L'Chayva. And they take Schusim, they make him the Chayva. V'Chayva L'Schus. They turn everything around. And including that is Amechichem. It says people give Teichach, they're very careful not to be Koyre Tagar al Klal Yisrael. Tzorach Moiris Boininus Umesinos. They need to contemplate, they need to do things in a slow way. Ledaber Bekovich, Shaloy Levayish, not to be Mevayish people. He says, because if they're Mechiach people and they're Mevayish them and they don't do it right, Chas V'Sholem Machnes HaKlipa brings in Klipa into it, bad things into their words. And when that happens, the Teichacha cannot accomplish anything. And no one listens to them anyway. So it's partially pointless. Here they went. They're Mavayish people. They're Mechiach people. They're Melam Chayva Klai Yisrael. And what they gain, it's not going to work anyway. So they have to be very careful. In Perek Zayin, Ben Yosef Halzei talks about the Mitzar people. Again, Mechol Mitzari Rabbonim Limshal Aleim Mechiach. People who are Mitzar Rabbonim and are Moishal Aleim Mechiach. And they rule over them Mechiach. So these are things that were going on in the times. You get a little peek into what was going on through what he's giving Musar. And in Perek Tes, when he's talking about Manhigim, and he talks about Manhigim, leaders in communities, and what they do, he says, sometimes the Misadnim, they enjoy themselves, and they don't pay the taxes, and the taxes then, again, let's say there was a tax on a whole city, so if the rich people in the Manhigim pay their fair share, so to speak, so it's, you know, so then everyone has to pay a little bit. But when they don't pay, so who has to bear the brunt of it? Everybody else, the poor people, have to bear the brunt. And what do these Manhigim do? They don't help with the taxes, and they take all types of glory. Their faces are always well fed, they're shining, they're chazak, they're healthy. Adas Hashem, but the rest of the congregation, the rest of the people, they're mamish because of the mass and because of the taxes. The balabatim are orim, they don't have clothing because the bali hamas, the tax collectors come and they break into their house and they take even habagadim sham, they even take their clothing. Vafilu talis v'kittel, they even take their talis and their kittel. And all they're left is ateven shalamita, the little straw which is like the mattress. Uveis hakar v'ageshem, and then when it's cold, their mamash, they're shivering. Uveichem, hi v'ishto yubon of him and his children, they're crying away from it. So that's one thing the manhigim do. V'yeshavim gadol ay, there's even a bigger avera that sometimes the manhigim do. Not only do they not pay the taxes, oichlu meshoyisim mikupas hakal, they actually take money out of the coffers of the kehila, and pasha, there's no money left for the kehila. Therefore, he goes stark a musar against manhigim. Yira a manig a parnish a rachman v'layachsa. You want to be a manig, a proper leader, you have to be a rachman and not an achsa. In Perek Pei Beis, he says as follows, and I'm going to just be more marich on this than perhaps you see an inkling into the times. This mamish negiah this week's parsha. B'shil dval, the medrash he brings dalid dvarim nigalu mimitzrayim. We were nigal from Mitzrayim. He brings a medrash four things: noshim tzidkanias, leshinu shmam, leshinu leshoinam, and toilim bitchoinam b'Hashem. And he brings the Chemosh Ha'isa, Kein Tiagula Ba'achroina. The Medrash says, just like it was in those days, that's how the Gula Achroina is also going to become from these things. There's a Medrash, B'schus Nashim Sekanis, the Gemara says, Nigal Avisen Mimitzrayim. Rabbi Lapian brings, and Huadin from this Gullus as well. I never really found a makar that's true, but Rabbi Lapian brings it, and he's bringing us a medrash as well. Don't remember if he had the makar for this medrash or just said the medrash. I guess I have to look afterwards, but that's what he says. So therefore, he gives Musa, and he says, if the gulas is come of these four things, number one, the women have to be careful not to go with b'mamusheh mechukas harelim. Don't go with the clothing like the goyim do. K'may sharisi achshav b'zman kotzer. I saw in a very short time now, this has become a thing. Shehochim k'may b'nayis harelim. They walk around like the goyish girls. Vein shem heker bein hundus harelis. He can't tell the difference between a Jewish girl and a goyish girl. And this causes a lot of problems, he says. Number one, it's machshel people because they want people to look at them. You are not even look at the clothing of a lady hanging. You're going to look at this causes people to look at the women. Number two, matelkina v'sina brings jealousy and hatred because by the goyim shalchim b'nai yisrael b'yeser chashivas misarei omais, that the Jewish girls go dressed even better than the princesses of the sarei ha'umais. Number three, it causes problems for their husbands. This is what he writes. He says, someone can't afford to buy clothing for his wife like her chevra. So Aisha mialele, she starts wailing, and she curses him until he has to either go take a loan or he has to do a be'isser. And this causes big problems. So that's the Noshim Tzidkanias. Lashinu Shemam. He says, that's to remain a yid. Achshav, he says, in this generation, unfortunately, people started shaving their beards and they're over on Hey Lavin. And sometimes you can't even chap that they're, you don't even recognize they're Jewish. And when you ask them one of their name, they don't say the Yiddish name, they say the Goyish name, Echam Yishemes Umais. And that caused them to become friendly with the Goyim, and they end up nichshol with eating treifas and Yayin Ezeh. The third thing, Lashinu Lashayna. He says, the first thing a child should learn, we know is Lashon HaKodesh. Now, Risi Chadoshim. that they're margul the ketanim to talk veloshin tzarfas in French, ashar l'shaynis. Uchashiyagdo, when he gets bigger, ain aviv, his father's not so worried to take him to the Beis HaMedrash, he's going to take him to the Beis Halima loshin tzarfati, to the school where they teach French over there. He's going to tell me, you're going to tell me the Sanhedrin had to know 70 Lashainis? That was all Derech Harai. That was just, they happened to know it. It's like Keva, that wasn't their Mamalosh, and that's not what they spoke. Mashen Ken Akshav, he says, Tzarfas, Veloyez Iker, they make the Gaisha Lashin into the Iker, Velimara Teira into the Arai. And the fourth schus was, Talu Bitchainim Bakadish Baruchu. The Akshav, he says, Reva Olam, their Bitachin is either in Mammon or Bivnei Adam, in money or in other people. So this is interest. These are insights into the times that we see from the Kav HaYosher. So a few things. In the Sefer Yesh Manchilim, from Rav Pinchas Katzen Alembogen, he writes from his father's Ksavim, a skula nifla for a child that has like epilepsy, if it didn't happen three times, then I think he writes, you take a certain type of coin of kesef and you carve into it, you chisel into it. And he says, where my father wrote, Vizesh Shamati, Minatirani Harabani Marin Rav Tzvi Hirsch. I heard this from Tzvi Hirsch Kaidenaiver, this skula to do. I'm going to show here that he had a yad in Kabbalah as well. And in fact, the Yesh Manchilim, Rav Pinchas writes, Ani Zoicha, I remember when I was 12 or 13 years old, in the year Tav Samach Dal, Tav Samach Hei, Shai Rabani Marin Tzvi Hirsch, Hanal Eitzel Aviv, Eitzel Adeni Aviv, Mayer Virabi, that Rav Tzvi Hirsch came to visit my father. And presumably that's when he told him this skula. He continues, this Rav Pinchas Katzen Alembogen in the Yesh Manchilim, that he was looking for where there's such a skula, and he found it in the Sefer Kav HaYosher Perek Ayin. Over there, the Kav HaYosher is talking about skulas to say from the Avera of Keri, of Balkari, and he talks about, Perurim of Lechem, I think, of crumbs of bread, if I remember correctly. But the school of Shainis, he says, is to make a tabas from kesef tar, from pure silver, and to carve into it Hashemais, the Shemas of Hashem Shekibalti, Meish HaKadosh, Merein Rav Yoel Bash Zal, Beiz Shreichel Shin, I don't know who that is, Mikak Zamushit, Zayin Aleph Mem Vav Shin Tes. So you should put in the Shemus that I was Mekabel from this Ish HaKadosh Ve'eluhein. He writes what they are there. And he says, after you make it, the coin and you chisel into it these names, you put the coin into the mikvah, and then you carry it around and you don't have any problems. So that's an interesting thing they bring Alpi Kabbalah. The last Perek, Perek Kuf Beis Kav. Now it's interesting that... In some of the printings, most of this perek is left out from the censors. Like in the Dfus Vilna and Tav Reish Ayin Dalet, the censor cut out most of this perek. Because in this perek, he talks al pi Kabbalah about the gzeiros of Tach and why they happened. And he starts off with the Medrash Rabban Bereshis, and in parentheses he writes, Ayin Birchas Shmuel from my father, who quotes Merin Rav Leib Tzintz, the Maral Tzintz. Interesting that he quotes him over there in Birchas Shmuel. But he writes, Vanir Litaritz, and the Kav HaYosher writes, I want to answer, Apima Sheshemati mi pek kodesh isha liki merein Rav Heschel Tzorif. Rav Heschel Tzorif was a Mekubal who was originally in Vilna, and he had to leave in Tav Tesvav as well. He went to Amsterdam, like the Baragoyla went. He ended up back in Vilna, and the end of his life he ended up in Krakow. So I'm not sure where he heard it from him, but he heard this from the pek kodesh, this Mekubal, Rav Heschel Tzorif. Sha'amar b'shem mekubal echad, he said from another mekubal dover, nifla, no, miskabel, and basically goes through over there, alpi kabbali, kalukt, he comes out, gematria tach, lirmoiz b'shnas tach, whatever the gematria was there was to remez of shnas tach, and safun is gematria 226, which is the gematria poilin and lita, v'lachain, gezeira dafka b'medina zu, and tach dafka, that's why the gezeira was dafka in this area, dafka and tach. He says, I have other Kabbalistic things, hidden things. I don't want to be megal in front of everyone. That I was mekabel from this mekabel, Rav Heschel Tzorif. So that's how pi Kabbalah, he had a yad in Kabbalah. On the Sharblat of the Kav HaYosher, it says, Sefer Nechmod. It's a beloved Sefer, L'te'elis HaNefesh. A dear sefer, fatelis hanefesh v'gufa neshama v'chala haigeba miyamim yamim alavaydes b'irei liba yebara kechama. Anyone who toils in it and learns it day after day, alavaydes b'irei to the avaydavash of his creator liba yebara kechama, his heart will be clear like the sun. That's a little bit of a rhyme. That's the Sefer Kav HaYosher. The Minchas HaLazer in his Sefer Ois Chaim V'Shalom Reish Samach Vav Ois Yud Beis writes Umaisa Rav Goin Kadosh Mefursam Ben Kamoi Hu HaKav HaYosher. He calls him Goin Kadosh Mefursam Ben Kamoi. I saw someone like contrast this to his Matseva and to before. They called him HaRabboni HaTeirani. It sounds like he was a Rabboni HaTeirani, is not recognizing perhaps that he was a Goin and a Kadosh like the Minchas HaLazer calls him. Yes, no, I don't know. Just an interesting thing. He was Nifter Tesvav Adar Beis in the year Tuf Ayin Beis in 1712 in Frankfurt, and he's buried in Frankfurt. This is the Kav HaYosher, Reb Tzvi Hirsch, Kai Denover, the Kav HaYosher, Zchus HaYagin HaKol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.